His fame was spread through Western movies that were made long after his death. But even in life, Henry McCarty, alias William Bonney, alias Billy the Kid, was a legend. The exhibit of paintings, photos, and artifacts in Albuquerque's Museum of Art and History was put together by historian and University of New Mexico professor Paul Hutton.
I call this exhibit and the companion book I'm doing for it Dreamscape Desperado, because that's what Billy the Kid really is. He's the outlaw of our dreams.
Although Billy the Kid was in life and remains today a romantic figure, the one photo taken of him does not show a handsome face. As Hutton explains, however, an old, stained, and tattered photograph probably reveals little about the man.
The photo evidently doesn't do him justice. He was a notorious ladies' man, and all the señoritas in New Mexico absolutely loved him. And there was much wailing and carrying on when he was killed.
Also on display is the gun that ended Billy's life. It was fired by Sheriff Pat Garrett in Fort Sumner, New Mexico, on July 14, 1881. But Professor Hutton says the end of Billy the Kid's life was just the beginning of his enduring legend.
He's Peter Pan morphed into Robin Hood. He dies when he's 21. He's a ladies' man. He's a perfect romantic hero. And he's a fighter for justice.
Billy fought against a powerful and corrupt group in Lincoln County, New Mexico, in a conflict that claimed around 100 lives. He was never a highwayman or robber like Jesse James or Butch Cassidy, but he did kill several men, including four lawmen. Hutton notes that while he was despised by the corrupt men who wore the badges in those days, small ranch owners and Hispanics in particular saw him as a friend.
He's a 21-year-old kid, absolutely fluent in Spanish, has lots of Hispanic girlfriends, and in fact, in perfect romantic fashion, that's his undoing. He's going to old Fort Sumner to see his girlfriend Paulita Maxwell when Pat Garrett tracks him down and kills him.
Decades after his death, Hutton notes, the kid's fame spread well beyond the western United States through comic books and movies.
60 movies made about Billy the Kid. I don't think there's another character in all of world history that has had that many films made about him.
You're in poor company, Pat.
Yeah, I'm alive, though.
So am I.
One of the most popular films made about the outlaw was 1973's Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, directed by Sam Peckinpah, with Kris Kristofferson in the role of Billy the Kid. Some people find it odd that a criminal would attract such sympathy and interest, but Paul Hutton says such men have always had appeal.
It's so interesting that in America, which is a nation that constantly spouts themes of law and order, that we so romanticize the outlaw, but that's nothing new. People do that all around the world, whether it's William Tell or Robin Hood or Dick Turpin. I mean, the outlaw is a favorite subject, and we all like the bad boy.
Hutton says the kid also represents the lone fighter, standing up to political power and defending a way of life threatened by industrialization.
There was quite a bit of class conflict that went on, and there was also a struggle of sort of the machine coming into the garden. It was the last stand of the pastoral. And Billy the Kid represents in many ways those pastoral themes. He also represents that lawlessness of the West, that refusal to compromise, the refusal to obey the rules that are imposed.
As Paul Hutton wrote in an article about him some years ago, Billy the Kid is the outlaw of our dreams, forever free. Forever young, forever riding. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Albuquerque, New Mexico.